Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood and I'm here with my fabulous colleague, Coach Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at the podcast Body Confidence Your Way. We're all types of shapes and sizes and personalities of all types. So with that said, before we get into our topic today, I'd like to introduce my colleague again, Sharon Shrieky. She's a coach. And she's going to tell you how to contact her and how to understand what she's up to.
Okay. Thanks, Stephanie. That's a very nice introduction. And I just want everybody out there to know that Stephanie and I both are, we do life coaching. Stephanie focuses a lot on business life coaching and professional. Then I focus a lot of my coaching on relationships and how they can enhance our lives and how we could better them. If anybody out there would like to reach me, you can find me at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Just put a podcast in the subject matter in the subject line, and you could reach me again at SharonShrieky@gmail.com. Sharon Shrieky, that's my name, @gmail.com. And I would look forward to speaking to you. And Stephanie and I, we both offer a little free coaching session for anybody that would like to sample it and see how that can help them get to their next level. And we'd love to do that. And if anybody has a question out there for their that would like answered, or a body confidence situation that they're experiencing, we definitely would love to hear about it. And we do take, we would send us a little letter, and we would definitely attack it, of course, with no names on our show. How about you, Steph? Well, what have you been up to?
Well, yes, I'm involved with entrepreneurs all over the world, and especially women entrepreneurs, because as they go out into the world, they find that adding a little spice of body confidence will go a long way with the decisions that they make. And you could contact me, and as Sharon prefaced, we do take emails and letters about what really is a challenge of yours or a celebration that you could share with us, and we'll share the topic with our audience on our podcast. And you can contact me at body, B-O, D like in David, Y, awe, A-W-E, like in awesome, .com. So with that said, Sharon, I shared with you earlier in the week, I got a letter from somebody who is really coming to terms with that however she looks or feels, she's more positive with her body. And that makes a big difference, because as she is more positive with her body and what her body has to say, yes, Sharon, do you agree with me or disagree that our body talks to us from time to time?
I agree 100%.
You can disagree if you know.
No,
some people don't know their bodies talk to them.
right. They didn't know, because you know what it is? It's about tuning into that conversation. Once we tune in, we realize that our body is really has a lot to say, right?
And, to continue what this audience member sent to me is whether it's about food or exercise or our children or our relationships or our business decisions. Can you think of maybe a challenge or even a celebration of a time when you made a decision around a certain aspect of your life where you really trusted your body's intelligence?
Okay. I think when there was a time in my life when I just I decided that I needed to start exercising for my health, And that was a very intuitive. I never exercised. I always, I was brought up to always eat right, because my mom was very into health and eating a plant-based diet and healthy food. But I was always raising my children, and I would always make excuses for exercise. And so got to a point where I realized that I couldn't be as healthy as I wanted to be. I couldn't feel as good without movement. And I think that that was more of an intuitive thing. I felt a little intimidated by the gym, and so I always stayed away from the gym. And when I did decide to go, when I decided that it was time for me to commit to an exercise, I think that it was like there was something intuitive with it, where I said, you know what, my kids were a little bit older, and it was time for me to make that change. I think I was a little intimidated with going to the gym, and I just did it. And I think that was the best thing that I could have done, because a lot of stress was relieved. You know, I made a lot of friends. I realized that, you know, it wasn't as scary as it, you know, I thought it would be. How about you? Hello?
That conversation, that connection between you and your body, where you made that decision.
It was a movement. You know what it was? It was like, I always feel like it was a scale, like putting it on a scale. So I said I needed the movement. I felt my body starting to tighten up, not feel as limber as I was, as I used to be. And
okay, so let me just pause there. It's like that's your body's intelligence. She tightened up. I didn't feel limber. That's how our body talks to us.
Right.
She doesn't know how to send us an email, okay?
Right. It's not happening. Exactly.
So what else did you feel within your body that you had to make a new path for yourself?
I felt like I needed to, my body was telling me, aside from that, I felt like I needed, I think I needed the sweat. I needed the exertion. I felt tension, and I didn't have an outlet for that tension. You know, my kids were getting a little bit bigger. My life was a little bit, you know, I was able to do a little bit more, and I didn't have any more excuses. And my body started, like, since I wasn't as busy as I used to be when they were little, I was able to tune into the body. Whereas they were little, I was always so busy. I just ignored her because
you ignored her.
Ignored her because I said
she must have done terrible things to you.
I was so mean. I was so
God. Well, I'm sure she was mean back.
Yeah, she was. She was, because I started to feel, you know, achy, and where I used to always, you know, when I was young, I felt great. And then all of a sudden I started to feel tight in my back and pain in my shoulders. And, you know, she started to speak louder. Because I wasn't paying attention, and I was saying, oh, my kids are little, I'm so busy. And the voice of my body became loud, and she needed.
But again, the other part of the equation is she could be loud as much as she wants, but she needs you to listen and hear her and negotiate right. with her and compromise with her, just like you would do in any other relationship.
Right. And it's a shame that it had to get loud for me to stop and listen. You know, I wasn't listening.
Well, have you ever been in a relationship where the other person starts screaming at you because you're not listening? It
right.
gets to that heightened intensity. I'm sure that, you have.
It's unbelievable how that parallel to the relationship it is. Because, you know, when they get loud and then you get it doesn't really help the relationship when our partners get loud. it just makes us tense and makes us angry and it makes us resentful. And so, you know, in my case, it got me to listen. You know, I stopped and I listened.
Very nice. So
let it get into an argument.
I'm sure there might be, like, maybe she doesn't like the gym you're going to. Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, there were emotions, you know. The gym didn't feel so safe. It felt like, oh, it's old new people, and what if I don't make friends, and I have to interact, and what if I'm just in the mood to exercise and not talk, and you know, all these things, you know. You know, came up, and so that, you know, there was.
So what is it you most want for our audience to come away with before I tell you my little story?
Oh, okay. Well, I would love for everybody to just listen to the voices and listen to what our body is telling us before it gets loud, before it starts to ache and hurt, and you know, and honor that body, you know, honor what she may need. And I'm very excited to hear what you have to say. I love your stories.
Well, here's what came up for me when I was listening to you. My body, just the other day, I have a group of on my team with my business where we discuss things, we throw back and forth ideas. And for some reason, I felt alone in the idea that I wanted to put on my platform. And there was that moment of distrusting myself, but then my body came to my rescue, because what she always does is give me this unbelievable tightness in my stomach. That gives me a heads up, Steph, the direction that you're going in is not really right for you. Your team will still love you, but you've got to speak up. So I believe that, I don't know with you, Sharon, but for me, it's always in my tummy when she's upset with me. How about for you? Do you have a certain place, like a headache or a sore throat or?
Yes, I you know, when it has, it's funny, because when it has to do with me not giving a voice, like, or holding back a voice, I'll feel it in my throat. And when usually, like you, I feel it in my stomach or in my chest, but mostly I feel it, like you, in my stomach. But when it has to do with vocalizing or speaking or holding back words, I'll feel it like a lump in my throat. Mm. It's, you know, it's unbelievable how, you know, we could put that pressure, you know, in an organ that, you know, like they say that the stomach is the mini brain. It's the second brain.
But so, it is true. You know, I want our audience to acknowledge for themselves when our body speaks up in many different ways. And usually, of course, it's physical. Our body is a physical entity aside from our brain. And to add on to what you've been saying is, let's encourage everyone who's listening to listen, and not only listen, but to hear.
Yeah.
I think it's far beyond your intuition plus your body's physicality in talking to you, because that's how she talks to you. It might sound a little woo-woo. Does it sound woo-woo?
No, it doesn't. It really makes sense. It really makes sense. You know, there's a lot of talk these days about meditation. And I think that, like, the idea of meditation is to stop and listen. And
yes, I think, but what if you are in the environment that you spoke up where you're busy, 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 you're taking care of your little human beings around you? I mean, do you really have time to cross your legs and do the meditation pose? I don't think so.
But there's time to tune in. I say,
so when, like, can you tune in when you're just moving around?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, you feel the headache, you feel the tummy thing, you feel the sore throat. Get with it.
Right. Right. Ask your body. I there's always, even raising.
But you don't even have to ask her. You don't even have to ask her, because she talks.
Right, she talks. You just have to listen.
To listen, or else you're not going to feel very well.
Right,
exactly. I get very excited about this, Sharon.
because we're partners. We're partners in this life, you know? It's unbelievable if we understand that our body is our partner in life.
Okay, and our body is our partner. So we're going to wrap up here, Sharon. I know we got very excited about this topic. before we go, tell people how they can contact you, please.
Okay, my email, sharonshriki@gmail.com. That's sharonshriqui@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you guys. And how about you, Steph?
Body Awe, BODYAWE, like awesome.com. And please check out my body knowledge system. I have a couple ebooks on there and some audios. And with that said, Sharon, I'll see you on the next wave, right?
Absolutely. I'll be on it.
Thank you.
Thank you.